copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
North of the border in Toronto, three people, including a gunman, are dead after a mass shooting on a city street last night. Authorities say the gunman randomly shot people as he walked along that busy street in the city's Greektown neighborhood and then started shooting into crowded restaurants. The Toronto police chief saying he's considering all possible motives, including terrorism.
And I'm looking at absolutely every single possible motive for this. I mean, when you have this many people that are struck by gunfire, it's a grave concern.
Again, the gunman and two people are dead, and a dozen other people were wounded, and most remain hospitalized. A new report says North Korea wants the U.S. to make a bold move and to agree to a peace treaty before that isolated communist nation will talk further about denuclearizing. Record heat killing dozens of people in Japan. The temperature north of Tokyo today hit 106 degrees Fahrenheit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A one-time campaign advisor to President Trump denying claims in FBI documents that claim he conspired with Russia. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Even as he became the subject of presidential tweets and Sunday interview broadcasts, ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page denied he knowingly helped Russia. He was on CNN's State of the Union.
No, I've never been an agent of the foreign power.
The FBI wiretapped him in 2016 on just that suspicion. Limited documents about the legality of that have just been released. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation.
The Carter Page warrant is whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. I haven't seen any evidence of it.
Democrats haven't either, but keep stressing the word yet as the Mueller investigation grinds on. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Mondelez Global, the company which owns Ritz Crackers, issuing a recall over possible salmonella contamination, announcing the voluntary recall for its products in the U.S., including Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. It impacts certain Ritz Crackers sandwiches and Ritz Bits products. And the actress best known for portraying Mrs. Dubcek on Third Rock from the Sun has died. Elmarie Wendell passing away from an undisclosed illness at the age of 89. She had also turned up on shows like Seinfeld, Murphy Brown, and Empty Nest over the years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Local weather here at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, WHJRD Billy. 78 degrees outside our studios in Flemington. Showers likely today, possibly a thunderstorm. Highs will be in the 80s. Showers tonight likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m. Lows should be in the lower 70s. Tuesday, more of the same. Showers likely with highs in the 80s. And again, Tuesday night, 77% chance of precip after 2 a.m. Wednesday, more of the same. Showers likely, 79 during the day and down into upper 60s at night. Showers likely Thursday. Looks like every day, a little bit of rain, although the chance gets diminished towards the weekend. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, welcome to Chef Bill's Table. Coming to you at 8 WHCRDB, live on Mondays, 11 o'clock this time. And living thereafter in podcasts archived on our website. Get together to talk about food, beverages, food celebrations, the world of food, food news. Hopefully all good news, right? Oh, what's going on this week? So summer, so we did cold food, cold soup last week. Very good. And also, I think somewhere along the line with these national holidays, I'm sure ice cream is coming to play. July is usually a good month for ice cream. Nice hot month if you're making your own or buying it. One of those great readily available items out there. Did anybody ever have corn ice cream? Yes, ice cream with corn in it. I've had it. It's apparently popular in, maybe Portuguese restaurants. One of my ice cream suppliers says it's a pretty big deal. We've tried it before. A couple of ways to make it. If you're making ice cream, you cook the corn thoroughly and the cobs also, by the way. Corn cobs can give you some good sweetness there. And scrape the corn off the cobs, and then you have your sugar. If you're using eggs, if you're making a French style, puree it very well. Now, most people, I think, strain it, so you've got that nice pure corn flavor. I've had it also with some of the little bits of kernel in there. And at first sight, you're thinking, oh, I'm making corn out of a vegetable, but there's a lot of sugar in corn, and very good with the salty accompaniments that seem to be popular with, well, I guess they've always been. I mean, a hot fudge sundae with the salted little peanuts on top, or even, I remember making ice cream. I think we tried it once. He had a hand crank machine, and they really appreciate when you buy one. But you have the rock salt with the ice, and that lowers the freezing point. That's why they put it on the roads